Because in Desi, I was telling you about earlier, Jim's shown there, the old market was almost, what do they call it now, around the crazy prices there? Wade's Funeral Parlour, are you with me?
Aye.
That was the Fair Hill. And there was cattle pens there. And there was a man, Bolton, Sam Bolton, lived up the screen, Ivy Wilson's filling station, up the Limba Valley Road.
Father-in-law, wouldn't he?
Huh?
That was Neighbour Wilson's father-in-law as well.
No, it wasn't enough.
Torrance.
Anyway, he brought in two heifers that he had reared himself as calves. And they were sold, of course. I think my Uncle Jim bought them first, and he sold them to my father. And then my father, in turn, he sold them to a local butcher up in Euro, James Cunningham. Hugh come. And Hugh, he said to me and my cousin Desi, would you leave them up on Ballycairn? That was his farm, Ballycairn, up the side of Coleraine Insta. And anyway, we tapped them out and they just stood there for 10 seconds and they just took off. Straight down the Fair Hill, down to the Banbo, and never attempted to turn right or left.
Straight over
the wall. Like Beecher's Brook, and into the brink, into the river, and straight across to the other side.
That's where you wanted them to go, right?
Aye, of course. But so that was the first time in my life that ever I was in a boat. But we had to get down to the old boy, what they call him, the old boy was in charge of the boathouse. That was my first time in a jolly boat. And Desi, the two of us, got into this boat, and the old boy, he rode it, and it was low tide, and the two heifers had stuck on the reeds on the opposite side. Mm-hmm. But between shouting and bawling, prodding with the oars of the boat, they eventually, we got them out. And of course, we couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
But away went the heifers, and where did they land? Home. Where they were reared, that's where they went. And that's where the two heifers landed. And we had to send up for Joey Moffat, and he's literally transport marine, he put them in there, took them over to Ballycairn.
So these two heifers changed hands four or five times,
swung
the van, and then ended
all
up
all inside, I guarantee, all inside of there.
It must have
between
been
called,
it must have been
Slatham and Dylan.
It's
might well have been now. You remember who the boatman was, right?
McGonagall.
Was it not McGonagall?
Yeah. Well, there was a McGonagall, you know.
Over the years.
Yeah.
Well, that was my first time ever.
Everybody called the old boy, there's a bookman that lived in Fergie Street.
Well, that's what
I remember. Harry Norton.
Lamplighter. That's right.
He was a lamplighter.
Yeah.
Gaslight.
Were there gas lights?
Mm-hmm.
We were told there were gas lights at the...
Yeah,
there were
gas lights.
Right up to the 50s.
Well, they were indeed. In the Ban Bridge, they were beautiful, Victorian. Where did they ever go?
They went to the war effort. They were taken down along with the hill for the war effort.
Beautiful lands. Mm-hmm. Victorian.
And it looks as though it was a cattle market. It looks as if it was a lovely building. You know, we've seen the